Page? Reshia Dalid. Bottom paragraph in the first column, right? First column. Second column. Oh, up to Bayre Rufus, right. Okay. We're up to the praises of Hashem. We're in the first of the two brachas. We said there are two brachas of Kriya Shema. One keneged the Shulchan and one keneged the Menorah, which we mentioned all the way at the beginning. The second bracha of Rabbah is keneged the Menorah and learning Torah. And the first bracha that we've been talking about for a very long time, matter of fact, next time we learn is next week, so we'll go to the next bracha. We're ending the first bracha, which is about the Bria and the nature of the world. So in the bottom paragraph of the second column of Parash Reshia Dalid, V'hu levadoi bayrei refuais. He's been explaining that V'hu levadoi goes on everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, we said last time, is the Baal Melchamais, and now he's the bayrei refuais. Shekol HaTshuvais HaShoinais U'Pu'ulais HaRefuah Mischachis Midayayim B'yayimai. All of the new types of remedies, of medication, of treatments that come around every day. It's incredible the advance in medicine that has taken place in the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is tamid bayrei refuais. K'may sheres hilel v'berchas hashiyatza shem echa me'arayfim haki mumchin. With name Eya Shana, if you took a doctor, an expert doctor from 100 years ago, or you nichnas hayyem lebeis chaylin, hayyem anateach adam k'fi daka sh'erneig bizmanoi, aliyach b'sheyu b'beis hasoyer. Interesting. Imagine if they'll practice medicine today, like they did 100 years ago, they would throw the guy in jail. As nagusay kechar reitzchem, because he's a reitzach. B'zachruni, and I remember, k'shayisi b'chavav shana, when I was 26 years old, kibalti rachmano l'tzlam machla scarlet fever. He had the scarlet fever. Ba'a reif of amali sheish b'yadai wunder medicine. Must be in Germany, right? A wunder medicine, a wonder medication. Chadasha, maybe it was penicillin. She'oid loy nisa oisa, that has not yet been tested. V'shkeni sam sh'ayimareyu rama oid, v'tamei ha'yagrua ad yaisa. He gave me a drink that looked terrible and tasted worse. V'acha shloy sh'yomim k'varin disrepesi baruch Hashem, and it healed me. U'miya mechadish es kolayla, lahanik l'adam chochma v'yichaylas lahafal t'midim k'sidron refuiz chadashis mekeches ha'teva. It gave the ability to human beings to create and discover new ways of treating patients. Incredible work they do with creating new things. And the angels sing together. To make new medications that we never imagined. I remember as a boy, I had fever in Camp Aguda. Rabbi Teitelbaum, Shalom, was in charge of the dorm. In the charge of the infirmary, I'm sorry. Infirmary. So I had fever. So she spent hours rubbing my whole body with alcohol. Rubbing me all over the place. I tell you, what she did to you, if you weren't really sick, you didn't go to the infirmary. Nobody went there for vacation. She covered you with 100 covers and rubbed you down the whole night with, it worked. Everyone left.
I said, as a big doctor, he said, if water works the same, except alcohol smells more important.
Alcohol smells more important. Okay. It's true that Ibn Ezra writes, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we learn out that doctors heal from the psukim that describe petza tachas potza, which refers to an injury, chabura tachas bura. So it says, rapi, the doctor should heal you. So Ibn Ezra says that on injuries that are the external injuries on the body, the doctors are able to come up with precise ways of healing. On internal diseases, they try this way and that way. It's interesting, two people have the same disease and one person could be healed, one person not. Usually a person has a cut, they put stitches, it's predictable, I mean there are exceptions, but it's predictable method of healing. But the chachma of the inner body is not so predictable. And anybody who, lo aleinu, had spent time in the hospital with people who are terminally ill or very ill knows that the back and forth of medicine is very 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 tricky. Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves it tremendous refuas and yeshuas. And I walk around like a normal person. Almost 25 years ago, they took out my femur and they put in a rod, and I'm walking around with the rod, which is pretty good. I look normal. 100 years ago, they couldn't do that. If somebody's femur was removed, he couldn't use his leg. That's the bone that goes from your hip to your knee. Can you imagine? 100 years ago, a person like that had to be in a wheelchair or walk around with crutches all day. It's incredible. What medicine has done is incredible, and yet I'm just scratching the surface of the body. Anyway, so that's the Bayre Refuas. It's worth the whole bracha just to have kavana by Hulavada Bayre Refuas. That's just two words, right? Now, what's Noira Sehilos? Bayre Refuas is easy. What is Noira? Noira means awesome. Sehilos are his praise. So Rav Schwab writes, "Yesh losei shevach laKadosh Baruch Hu, gam kishapur aniyos minos chalkenu, shehare gam hei maaseh Hashem." Even when things that are unfortunate take place, they're also maaseh Hashem. Elamachlas chasaron havanaseinu banhaga shomidas hadin olu mafchidim shaloi. We're afraid not to be, not to say the wrong thing in his praise. We don't praise Hashem for things that look like an einish. Somebody showed me the other day a story.
We don't praise him for things,
that look bad. Bad things that happen to people. No one praises Hashem. Yeah, but we don't do that too well. You know, we're not so good at being mevarach al hara.
Unless at the end it turns out to be good, then we do it.
Then we write in the book about how. Right. Then we write it in the book.
Right.
So someone showed me yesterday, 2 days ago, a story of someone had cancer and he got bitten by a poisonous snake. A terrible cancer. What is that? And the poison of the snake got rid of his cancer. Now, such a unlikely story that it's sad that there's anybody should even print such a story, which is just not believable from the beginning. How could the poison of a snake? Why do they have to say these stories? It's good because Rabbi Hashem said it's good. It's not good because you have a wonder ending
people
to the story.
People who have brain tumors, so, and there is no recovery, 99% recovery.
Yeah.
But if they get a not a flu, but a real thing in their head, that they can recover from that.
If something is 99%, that means 1 out of 100 recover. So that 1 in 100 recovers. That's what 99% means, right?
But
okay, whatever it is, the simple. All right, I don't know. But my shver is in the hospital. He has it in the head. Nobody gave him a bite of a flea that's going to heal him. Infection is going to heal him. He's not well. He's not well. Okay, Mati, you'll come. I'm going to spend the night there. You can come and heal him. But that's not his point. His point is that if you believe everything's with a plan, so then whatever happens, you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding you. And if it's not something that's good, if a person really feels the love of Hashem, so, and I don't say we're on that Madrega, but if somebody really feels the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's an idea of being a Neiros Hilos. It's not a simple thing at all. It's easier to jump in a fire, Al Kiddush Hashem, than to get a flat tire in the middle of the night on a road and say, thank Hashem. It's just the things that happen to us that we don't understand are very, very, very difficult. So who is Barach? Neiros Sehilos. Lumaseh hu levadoi adonai neflois. So he's Neiros Sehilos. Sehilos, he somehow seems to understand Neira, Sehilos, the awe of Neira to be punishment. And Hadayin had Niflois, but Hagas Chesav, Verachim, and Manirah, like Kael, Kamashirinu, Zezman, like Kavah, Boris Yisrael, which Baruch Hu does dvarim that are peloyim. We see there. It's so is Baruch Hu does a das of tefuna lahamtzi. Himas chashka by skod missile. Mashmidei tilan kamai a patriot. Ein lanu maisa. Ein elu maisa b'nei adam lechud. Hashem Baruch Hu gives the wisdom to create all of the various things. Hamalachim royim. So the bracha of Yitzchak Ma'iris describes the angels' praise. They see Hashkadosh Baruch Hu ha-mechadesh b'tuvai b'chol yoyim tovid ma'asei bereishis. Hashkadosh Baruch Hu renews every day ma'asei bereishis. Kama shenema v'yara l'kim es kol ha-sha'asa v'hinei tov v'ahid. V'yitachin l'chanais b'shem tov el-adavishu tov nitzchi. Good means something that's absolutely good. V'ayim v'pirish v'shar shofar hirsh. Shom Perik Al Pasida, the beginning of Bereishis says Hashem saw he they toiv moi. Shotoiv moira al rotzen to be the shal kadosh baruch hu kiyam amitzius. There should be end of kaviyachol toivo hu abriya. Hashem baruch hu saw that is good. The Medrash says at the end of the sixth day it says vayara lakim es kol asha asa vine toiv moid. So what does the Medrash say? Vine toiv moid. Is the Malachamavis the Yetzirah? Because Baruch created the Yetzirah, that's Toiv Ma'ay. So to say that there's a Toiv in everything that happens, and it's a Madrega. But if something bad is going to happen, Lo'Yaleinu is going to happen anyway, you might as well see it as Yad Hashem. It's unusual in a bracha to bring a raya from a pasuk. As we're saying, Hashem is b'chayish chayitarsi avareishis kamor, like it says in the pasuk, lo yiserem g'day lem kol elam chastei. We say kol elam chastei is Shabbos before Baruch Shomer. We say all the haydo shem k'tem kol chastei, right? We say all the kol elam chastei. One of them is, lo yisei oirem g'day lem. Hashem made the great luminaries, the great heavenly bodies. So that is mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'asei avareishis. And every day we see the sun go in its cycle, the moon go in its cycle. We see the cycle of the Bria. Hatamiya tzaveches. The question screams out, Ma'araimi pasik zelachidish olam ato atmidi. V'yesha roitzim lo'afar, shakavanim diksiv lo'isei, b'loshen ha'iva. Hashem constantly does. Avokola ma'ayim ba'isim yizma yireh shakola shvach. V'yidois demora b'loshen zeh. K'may lamaki mitzvah b'vchayreyem. Like the absolute zarb, it happened in the past. It says it haiva. So what does it mean? Lo isay oirim gedayim lekalay lachastay ulay abir rapi mashashar lachacham imzal. The answer is chacham say al pasay v'yasa lekim mishnei amayrus agedayim. Hashem created the two big heavenly bodies as samara gadol the sun the mishal sayayim to rule at night day samara kadol mishal salayla v'sakachavim. Hashem pesach mishnei amayrus gedayim. It says, we had the sun and the moon, the two biggest luminaries in the sky. We say the moon and sun were created equal. And the moon was made smaller because of its complaint. Because the moon became smaller, Hashem gave the moon all the stars which come out at night. It sounds like a story. The moon complained, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller, and then he gave it stars. What does it mean, the complaint? So he's going to explain what it means, the moon complained. Hashem saw the first light. There is an absolute light which is not worthy for Hashem. It didn't come from the sun or moon. What is it? Where was the great light that was not from the sun, not from the original light? The moon was like it is now. There's the idea that he's referring to here is that is that in the original Bria, there was what we call the Or HaGanuz, the hidden Or. The hidden Or provided clarity for the mind. Light gives clarity to the body. If you're in a dark room, you can't find your way around. And light goes on. So then you get clarity, your eyes, to see where you can walk and not be in the dark. There was another light. The Or HaGanuz, the Or which is hidden for the Maaseh Bereishis, is the light that gives people understanding of everything that's going on around them. It's not a light to the eye, it's a light to the mind. It gives clarity to the mind to understand. Because sometimes you're puzzled by something, suddenly you chap, suddenly you understand. It's a light that, like a light bulb in the cartoons, right? The light bulb lights up in your brain. Suddenly, oh, it makes sense. Till now, it didn't make sense. So he says, that is the Or HaGanuz. That's the hidden Or. The moon said that that Or is not kedai for Olam Hazeh. In this world, the nisyanus of this world require a certain level of darkness. And that's what the moon said, that it's not kedai for that Or to exist in this world. You were reading the Mepharshim. We're reading it. So every Agadah to Gemara, or Agadah to Rashi coming from Gemara, every Agadah to Gemara has its simple meaning and its deeper meaning. And you have to start off learning things on this simple meaning. It's interesting, they published, one of Rambam's grandchildren published a wonderful collection of Rav Palm's Mamorim. One was from a question and answer session with Mechanchim. So Rebbe asked Rav Palm, are we doing the right thing? We teach boys to daven straight. It'll be better if we taught them one thing, they should understand it well, and they should daven it properly, and then go on to the next thing. Rav Palm said no. He said the beginning of learning to daven for a child is just getting used to rattling it off. He said that's what a child is capable of. Get used to saying, say Shema, say Shema Nesrei, get a load of Baruch Shema, Yishtabach. That's the way it starts. Later, a person's mind develops, hopefully he understands it in a deeper level. The same thing is true with all the Mamorei Agadot of Chazal. They all have this simple meaning. And then they have a deeper meaning. And, last week in Parashat Shmini, we learned Adam and Avihu did an Aveira, and they were killed. So the Barbanel is great. The Barbanel collects, I believe it's 10 pshatim in what they did wrong from different mepharshim. And he says, I have an 11th. Here's another one. Because whatever Nadam and Avihu did wrong, it's all beyond us. Great people in the Beis HaMikdash. It's beyond us. So there's the simple words of the psukim, and then there's the depth of it, which is, and that's his pshat in the amkus of this, of the Or HaLavana. And I once saw, when I was learning about Tzaddik, somewhere in Tzaddik's writings, that some concepts people are supposed to think about. Supposed to wonder about. And for that reason, they're given to us with a lack of clarity. For example, a person has Bechira, has free will. In which areas do you have free will? How does Bechira work? It's not clear. But the reason it's not clear is it's supposed to be something you wonder about. It's not supposed to be something you think about. And if you think about it, if you live your life thinking about it, then you'll have a better life. You'll think about the fact that sometimes you have a choice to choose between good and bad, to choose between right and wrong. And when do you have a choice? When don't you? When is it part of your training? It's unclear. But the lack of clarity is part of the challenge of this world. This is a lack of clarity. It's not something you can measure. We say the moon said it, the way we understand, the moon was the repository, was the source of this light. And when we say the moon spoke, the moon doesn't have brains to speak, it means that the presentation of the moon was such that it wasn't fitting for this world. When we say the moon said it, let's say it's raining outside, you say, oh, the skies are telling you to get an umbrella. So the moon didn't talk, he said, get an umbrella. It's raining outside, so you go get an umbrella. It's a...
From the Rama, the moon talks.
The moon has Bechira Koy to the Rama. That's true. Okay. The Rama says the heavenly bodies have brains. Same amount of brains as many people I know. Anyway, I'm not going to be here at the evening again until Monday, so I'll be here for Mishmar, but not this early. I forgot to have a simcha. I have a simcha. So we start Reyach. I have a rabba. We go to the next bracha. So the first bracha is Kedeged the Shulchan, which is Gashmias, and this is Kedeged the Menorah, and Shema is Kedeged the Ketores, and then the Shmones is Kedeged the Arna Kodesh. That's how he's explaining the Avodah. So we go to a Havarabah on Monday. That's the solution.